running.
Mower County Sports Line.
Swing and a drive! Goal!
With KAUS Sports Director, Sam Hauser.
Rasmussen drives the lane from the right side. He loses the ball. Here's Duke Godkin behind the defense. A one, and it's Omaha. Oh, and Duke Godkin fired up at that one as he's jogging backwards with an expression on his face that says he is pumped up.
Yeah, Duth Gotch with a poster dunk against Northfield last week. I believe that was Mason Zick that he got that one on. Actually, a week ago tonight, it was last Friday. Whoever runs the Austin, the team's Twitter account, got a great picture of that one right from the baseline. It's on my Twitter. If you want to go back and look at that one, 1480 underscore Sam, 1480 underscore Sam on Twitter. I retweeted that one because that was a phenomenal shot. Whoever got that picture right on the baseline of Duth Gotch going up for the poster dunk as part of a big win at Northfield on Friday. And then the guys, of course, following that up with what may be what is probably their second, arguably their first or second most significant win, depending on what you're looking at. And, of course, for this team, the Big Nine is just as important a goal as anything else. You know, they know they're going to get one of the top two seeds in the section with them in Northfield and, you know, of course, Simley in there. But the Big Nine is a goal for these guys. So some of them might say that the Mankato East game was even bigger than Northfield because it got them first place in the conference to this point. But two big wins here certainly for the Packers in the last week over the Raiders and Mankato East Cougars. And so we started talking about at least the last game here now with Mankato East with head coach Chris Fadness as he joined the show earlier today. We started out with that East game from all indications, the game that Fadness had been looking for the Packers to play. As he told us before the Lakeville North tournament that he wanted to see a game that was really just a game that really didn't have anything extra, one where turnovers weren't playing a factor, where the Packers weren't just getting into that transition offense, running up and down the floor, and being able to use some of those skills that allowed these guys to separate themselves in that way. He wanted to see his team challenged, and Mankato East certainly did that as they opened up a 9-1 run in the second half. The Packers were down. It was back in that second half. It was back and forth until about the last couple minutes. And so there was a lot to take away from that game against Mankato East, the win on Tuesday, and that's where we started with Packer boys basketball coach Chris Fadness.
Well, I think the big thing about the East game was just staying resilient, staying with what we were doing and having it pay off in the end. We were down 7 there midway through the second half, and things weren't looking real well. Shots weren't going, and we were having a hard time getting stops. And, I just credit our kids for sticking with it. Tate Hebrink got it going a little bit, and I think he scored 10 points in the last, 10 to 12 minutes of the game. Deuce Gotch was really good down the stretch, especially at the end defensively. He got some big steals. Mehdi Obeng, who shot the ball poorly all game, was able to hit a big shot late and get a big steal late. So more than anything, I was happy with the kids' perseverance and just staying with things and making plays at the end.
Are you finding that the guys are getting that confidence more, or finding more of that confidence within themselves in finding other ways to score when they're having those moments when the shots aren't falling, that they're finding other ways to score? Are you noticing that's starting to get more comfortable for them?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we're very athletic and we're very skilled, and I think our guys have realized that, when they can't get it going from the three-point line, we do have the ability to take people off the dribble a little bit and get to the rim. And we ended up shooting 28 free throws on Tuesday night, and for us that's a pretty high amount. And I credit our ability to get to the basket for a lot of that.
Talking with Packer boys basketball coach Chris Fadden is here on Mower County Sports Live ahead of tomorrow night's game with Rochester John Marshall. All the coverage starting at 7 o'clock here on AM 1480 KUS and MileStonMinnesota.com. And that really does seem to be a bigger part of the season here this year than certainly what we've seen in the past, and just in that ability to get to the basket when the threes haven't necessarily been falling down. Is that something that you've just seen develop as the season's gone along? Is that a bigger part of the game than you anticipated just based on what the team was going to look like this year?
No, we really try to space the floor a lot, and we end up in a lot of isolation situations where we're asking guys just to break their man down to create help situations where they can either then create a shot for themselves or create a shot for somebody else by getting that help guy to commit defensively. So it is a part of our offense. You know, I think each year your talent tends to dictate how your offense gets run. And, you know, for us this year with the way we shoot the ball from the perimeter, we're really able to space people out. And again, our athleticism helps with that in terms of taking people off the dribble. So, yeah, we're definitely a lot more perimeter-oriented this year, but, you know, I'm okay with that because, again, we have very skilled kids. And we got a little statement there against East in the second half, but again, towards the end, I thought we did a much better job of getting in positions to get to the hole.
I'm sorry, Goji. Did you say you guys are more perimeter-oriented this year?
Yeah, I feel that way. I mean, just for the fact that, you know, we have so many guys that can shoot the three-point shot. I think we're averaging, you know, somewhere around 11, 12 makes a game from the three-point line. So we definitely are more perimeter-oriented, but that doesn't mean we don't score inside. What it means is that, you know, we get a lot of guys standing around the three-point line at times, and if you get one guy going to the basket, teams have to help from a lot further away. So we are getting stuff at the basket. It's just that we're spacing the floor a lot differently this year with guys that can shoot threes at a high percentage, at least with a large number of guys that can shoot threes. Really, even Negro Obani can step out there and make threes. Logan Broughton can step out there and make threes. So there's not a guy that we play that can't shoot a three-point shot for us.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting you bring that up. I want to get your thoughts along those lines because watching the last couple of games, you know, this team kind of reminds me a little bit in some certain ways just along those lines around the perimeter of the one that we saw of the team from 2 years ago, even more so maybe even than last year, just the way that the ball moves around, the way that they're able to get that ball movement going. You know, especially been interesting for a team with some new pieces here this year with the guys that are coming up from the JV side, just the ball movement here this year that's really been a big part of the offense. What have you seen there from that so far?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think our ball movement has been really good. It was really good at Northfield. But we do a nice job of spacing the floor. And when we get teams that get caught on rotations or teams that do have to help us, we do a really good job of making the extra pass. And I credit the kids in selfishness. And the goal is always to win. And our kids don't lose that. And it's really fun to coach teams that understand what the ultimate goal is and are willing to give of themselves for the greater good. And I think we've got a team that does that and understands those things. So, yeah, I feel very blessed and fortunate to be coaching this crew.
Talking with Packer boys basketball coach Chris Fadness here on Mulward County Sports Live. Packers taking on Rochester John Marshall at home tomorrow night. Game is already sold out, so if you did not get your ticket, we have you covered here with all the action starting at 7 o'clock here on AM 1480 KUS. Also streaming on myalstonminnesota.com and the iHeartRadio app. And coach, just talk a little bit about the positioning that you're noticing with guys on the floor just as the game goes along. You know, it seems like it's something that gets better as these games are going along where they're just ending up in better spots on the floor as the game goes along and on both ends of the floor, whether it's moving the ball around and Tate moving the ball to the right spots and getting guys in position to make some shots or on defense even being able to create more of those turnovers as games go along and just ending up in better spots on the floor with just in terms of that positioning.
As the game progresses, what happens is you get a better feel for how the other team is playing you. So, you know, we tend defensively to figure out that, okay, they're in a 2-1-2 set. They're trying to get the ball in a certain position to attack us. And I think during the course of the game, as the game goes on, we eventually start jumping some of that stuff and trying to get some turnovers and whatnot, just because we understand the rhythm of the game and what's happening and what teams are trying to do against us, so we're able to jump some things. Offensively, I think it's very similar in that, you know, you get accustomed to the way the defense is playing you. You read and react to the situation. And again, as the course of the game plays out, kids just know start to figure out where we're going to get our points from based on what they've seen throughout the game.
So just along those lines, just carry that over to this one here tomorrow night and what you're looking for and just some of the things that you've talked to the team about in terms of what you want to do along those lines of defensive positioning here with John Marshall.
Well, as Jay presents a myriad of problems, starting with Matthew Hurt. I mean, the guy's averaging, I think, over 40 points a game right now. He is simply the best high school basketball player I've come across. I think he's that good. I think we'll be seeing him play in the NBA someday if he can stay healthy. You know, when you've got a kid who Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas have all offered scholarships to, as well as the U of M, you're obviously talking about, a tremendous player. So, you know, you can't just say, well, we're going to give him his 40, because if you do that, he'll get 60. So we have to be aware all the time of where he is, especially when he does not have the ball in his hands. When we get to the half court, we're going to have to jump some passing lanes with him and try to keep him from catching it. It's very hard to do because he's 6'10 with freakishly long arms. So it's tough to keep the ball from him, number one. Number two, it's tough to contest his shot because he just sees over the top of you. And our pressing, it's tough to trap him because he can throw over the top. So, again, he creates a lot of problems. And then they've got some kids with him that are pretty darn good. Montre Hyatt is a tremendous corner three-point shooter. Eric Stye is a 6'4 athlete. Again, another long-armed kid. They're a heck of a team. So we're going to try to do our thing. We're going to press, and we're going to try to get the game up-tempo, and we're going to try to wear them down and hope that we get our runs and get our 6-0, 8-0 spurts at, you know, once or twice during the game and hope that that will be enough. But we can't let Matthew Hurt, you know, score 45, 50 points. So we're going to have something in place in the half court when JM does handle our pressure that can try to keep him from catching the ball.
Have you seen anything, or have you been able to see any film or hear anything or just talk to anybody or just anything along those lines of how Mankato East was able to just beat them in just in terms of that team style that you know that they like to play, maybe as an advantage over John Marshall? You certainly have a lot of talented players around Matthew Hurt, like you mentioned, but have you had any sense of how Mankato East was able to beat them?
I was at the game, and a couple things happened. Number one, John Marshall was ahead 27-18 midway through the first half. John Marshall went to rest Matthew Hurt for 1 minute, and in that 1 minute that Matthew Hurt sat on the bench, Mankato East went on a 7-0 run and got it back to 2 points, and from then on it was a ball game. John Marshall was also missing Eric Stye, who's arguably their second or third best player on their team. So he did not play that game due to sickness. I just thought Mankato East did a little diamond one defense where they manned up Matthew Hurt and played a zone around him. And that seemed to give John Marshall some problems. The game was extremely physical. Mankato East has a couple big kids with Damani Hayes and Johanna Ochon that were able to be really physical with Matthew Hurt. And, the game was a physical one. So I just thought East eventually end up wearing them down towards the end of the game. And that's what we're going to try to do. We're just going to try to wear them down a little bit.
Last thing here is we're being joined by Packer Boys basketball coach Chris Fadness here on the show. And coach, always appreciate the time. I really appreciate you spending some time here to talk with us on the show. But just looking at the way the team has been able to, the way you guys have been able to score and been able to certainly win these games here this year, do you feel like the scoring depth that this team has this year gives you a little bit more of an advantage or could even do some things to help out along the way even more than what we've seen in the past? Just the scoring depth that this team has shown here this year?
We've had multiple games this year where we've gone to our bench where we've been down early and the guys come off the bench and give us a lift, come in, shoot the ball well. The defensive intensity picks up a little bit. Against East the other night, Don Grandin comes off the bench, scores 12 points in the first half. His brother Noor comes in and he's attacking the basket. Logan Broughton comes in and he can shoot and score and give us a physical presence. Got Agua Obeng, who comes in Mankato East game and hits a three-pointer. Yeah, we got a lot of guys that can put the ball in the basket, and it's a luxury and something we definitely don't take for granted. And our big thing is just trying to make sure the guys stay confident and keep believing in themselves and believing in each other. And there's a reason we're 11-0, in large part because of our depth.
All right, so thanks again to Packer Boys basketball coach Chris Fadness for joining the show. We'll get that one up on myaustinminnesota.com here after the show tonight, and we'll also play some more of that again. We'll play some of it back during the pregame show tomorrow night ahead of a big showdown with Rochester John Marshall here at Austin High School. It's a 7 o'clock pregame tomorrow, 7:30 tip-off here on AM 1480 KUS and myaustinminnesota.com. It was interesting at the time earlier today when we recorded that with Coach Fadness. It was interesting to hear him talk about the team being more perimeter-oriented this year. And it just made me think to go back to last year and really remember how forward-oriented this team was last year, how much talent they had at the forward spot with Oman, and Kyle Oberbrockling, and the versatile scores those guys became over the years, and even going into the bench with Pat Hagan and Trent Brown, there were so many talented forwards on this team last year that they still had their share of threes with Tate and with the Gotch brothers, and certainly with others going down into the bench as well. But it's something that, like Coach said, there's a lot more 3-point shooters on the team here this year, and just thinking about that, going back to last year's team, we've been talking about it all year. It's just been a different team construct, and it's something that, you know, these guys, the ones that are coming off the bench, you just want to put their stamp on these games. But even when the threes haven't been falling, guys have been finding other ways to score, and, you know, like you just said there at the end, it's a big part of the reason why they're 11-0 and now looking to hold on to first place with John Marshall tomorrow. But coming up next on Mulward County Sports Live, just sheer pretentiousness is got the NFL to push even harder on this. We'll explain what it is next.